Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just the lipofenthrins.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, going to start today's show with a little bit of happy news. It just came through the wires here. I just saw the Super Don. You haven't even seen this. You know how we like to engage in discussion, genuine discussion, debate. We're open to differing points of view. We disagree with folks. You know, it isn't the disagreement that's upsetting. It's the shouting down. It's the suppression of alternative viewpoints. That's the problem. And this... it's a good Canada story, Super Don. This is a happy Canada story. Bravo to the University of Toronto, as they have now defended an anti-vaccine class taught by a homeopath.
Are you kidding me?
This is great. Beth Landau Halpern. Let's see if we can get her on the air. She's a homeopath.
Absolutely.
She was teaching a course that depicts vaccines for what they are, toxic to children. And she also taught that measles help children grow. Holy tamale, guys and girls. This is amazing. Because universities have become a bastion for suppression of freedom of speech, for politically correct speech, for speech only approved by the government. Something is going on in Canada. What's in the water? How is it that the Mounties have let this happen? Last March, the university apparently did a complete review over the course after some of the people got upset about it, right? This week, the results came in regarding whether or not the course was appropriate. Now, if you ask Paul Offit or the Skeptics, they would go, this is quackery. You know, they'd be singing the Woo game. And they say, no, outrageous. You can't have this discussed. It would give it legitimacy that it doesn't deserve. But the opposite is what happened. The verdict is the course is absolutely acceptable. I'm telling you, I don't even know what to say about that.
I mean, that is a huge
story. It's a shocking day.
And you're right. I mean, I can guarantee right now. I can tell you exactly, probably by tomorrow morning, I'd say 6 a.m.,
yeah,
there's going to be a number of articles written by our favorite people on this.
Yeah, topic. Yeah. No, I sent it through. Edgy Truth picked it up and put it out there. Thank you to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and all of her good work. I did not know about this college, the University of Toronto, offering this. I mean, who knew that college could ever be a place where there would be an exchange of open information that allows students to grow and evolve their minds, you know? They said, we can handle it.
I was going to say that these universities, these colleges, every once in a while, you'll see a story pop up in the news where somebody's outraged at the fact that they're teaching a class on something just completely,
off the wall.
You know, they consider bizarre or something. Mm-hmm. And how come, you'd have to ask, if you could teach underwater basket weaving, why can't you let people learn about this other stuff, too?
This is great. The university's review conducted by Vivek Goel, U of T's Vice President of Research and Innovation, stated the material was not unbalanced because students, quote, have already seen the other side of the vaccine debate in other courses. Isn't that what we've been saying for years? If people try to shout us down, it's like, dude, you get the 24 hours, 7 days a week. I get a slice of a second relative to that. in giving this perspective. And we don't shout down the pro-vaxxers. We talk about it from a different perspective and give you the information that you now can make up your own mind. But they don't want you to do that. According to the review, Ms. Landau Halpern told Dr. Goll that students are able to have a discussion from all perspectives. Imagine that, going to college and being confronted with ideas that are not approved by the government all of the time. University of Toronto, hats off to you, our Northern Canucks, our hockey puck friends in Canada, doing the right thing here. Anyway, I had no plans to open the show. I literally just saw that before we went to air, Superdon, and I had to comment. So you've got the link now. Blast it out, and then we'll see if we can talk.
Now, I want to draw your attention to something. Since we were talking about what we're anticipating, you know, the Paul Offits and all that stuff we're going to say, when you mentioned that, I Googled real quick to try and find what it was you were talking about. Mm-hmm. And if you look over at Gizmodo, which these guys, you know, they write a lot of cool articles.
What are you doing to those puppies over there, Superdog? Are you feeding them? What's going on?
I was hungry. I was hungry, so I'm just frying up some puppy.
I think Izzy as a mom is going, I've had enough. These
I'm
going to
take care of this momentarily, so I apologize.
Keep them off of Izzy nipples. Yeah, I mean, it's poor Izzy.
Check out the article, the link that I just passed on to you, and look at the complete different perspective on a story like this.
There's another perspective? So somebody probably wrote the other thing. How dare they approve it? University of Toronto defends class that taught anti-vaccine propaganda, right? It's propaganda when it's against vaccines, but it's perfectly fine and normal and everything is if we're pro-vaccine. So if you're looking for, you're right. So they did that despite overwhelming evidence that vaccines are safe. We do not have debate in universities. The other side does not want to have it.
You look at this because, you know, the people that are in favor of vaccines are always talking about how the other side is into conspiracy theories, right?
Right, yep. Mm-hmm.
So what does this guy here say? Oh, well, did we mention that the professor or the teacher of the class happens to be married to the dean of the university? Oh, I'm sure they had nothing to do with anything,
right? A conspiracy.
Right?
He's married to a homeopath. Yeah. How dare he marry a homeopath? Right. Beth Landau Halpern, God bless you, Beth. We want to talk to you on the air. Reach out to Beth. Let's get her on. She's doing terrific work there. And I tell you what, this is great. And it sort of fits into the story we had planned to open with. Here's the headline. 2/3 of Americans believe scientists do not understand GMOs. So how is it possible that 2/3 of Americans don't believe scientists? I mean, scientists are the demigods of the new religion. You know, scientism or sci-fiantism or narcissientism. And what qualifies 2/3 of Americans to not believe these scientists on GMOs? Again, how dare you think for yourself? How dare you question links or connections or conflicts of interest? That's outrageous. You're not a scientist. You're not qualified to determine whether a scientist is right or wrong. They're the ones with the PhDs. You're just an average American. You know, I wish the average American embraced liberty the way we would like them to. But that is for you to decide where you fit into that realm. And also embracing the fact that having a PhD is not that impressive when it comes to the ability for those PhDs to pay back, those who have gone into major debt to get their PhDs or doctorates in other fields, that they end up finding out that the only thing they can do is status quo science, because if they don't, they won't get money. They won't be able to pay back their loans. We got biotech-funded studies finding GMOs to be safe. And 2/3 of the American people are saying, that's a little suspicious. GMO studies conducted outside of the industry, well, they're being gagged. They're being shouted down. And they're the ones that are saying, hey, there could be a problem here. So how are you supposed to take scientists with known connections to Monsanto or Pfizer or Syngenta seriously? What about those research universities that receive huge donations from biotech, so large that they build entire departments around their donations? Yes, look at our new research facility. It's so great. Hey, where'd you get the money for that? Oh, Monsanto, they're so wonderful. Are there any strings attached? Oh, no, we can study whatever we want. What if you study something that shows the GMOs are harmful? Oh, well, they can do that down the road. This is something that is very clear to two-thirds of the Americans now. That's amazing. I was surprised it was that high. And then you have big publications like Business Insider promoting GMOs, overlooking the obvious sentiment of millions of marchers against Monsanto, lawsuits against Monsanto and Syngenta, St. Louis, where the headquarters of Monsanto are. And, it's just because of a bad reputation. Nothing to do with the illnesses and ailments and other studies showing this stuff is really bad. And this is what we got going on. And then we got another outrage. Talk about outrages of the day today for the skepducks, for those who promote a pharmaceutical way of living. Researchers from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center in Pennsylvania have concluded that... No, I'm not going to do that one yet. That one's too outrageous. No, we'll get to that one. I'm sorry. I'm leaping ahead. I'm so excited about these studies. This one's really cool, though. This was done. It's published in the journal Current Therapeutic Research. And it shows that an echinacea extract is just as effective as the antiviral drug Tamiflu.
Well,
yeah, I know. Catch your breath. Echinacea, a plant of creation, can be just as good as a synthetic drug approved, patented, and approved by the FDA. This product, Echinophorus Hot Drink, demonstrated an attractive therapy for acute influenza treatment with better safety and comparable efficacy profile to the inhibitor, basically Tamiflu. The researchers wrote, its availability as an over-the-counter medicine allows for a very easy early treatment start, which is central for treatment success with any intervention, and further studies are warranted. What are the skeptics going to do now that echinacea has proven at least as effective? Certainly, we could say more so because there are little to no side effects associated with the use of an echinacea extract in this way. Have you ever used echinacea?
They're going to say the study was flawed.
It was flawed? I mean, this is a big study. This was a randomized, double-blind, multi-center study conducted on 473 participants. This is not a small fry little thing out of the way.
The standard is 500. They almost were there. Not good enough.
No, right. Yeah, so they got to up it, keep moving those goalposts. Hooray for echinacea. I love echinacea. Grow some purple coneflower when you're planting your garden. It grows in North America. It's native to the North American continent. We got a cannabis update, in a sense. Yeah, cannabis update. What is Obama doing that we actually support? We'll get back to that.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you. people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I mentioned a bit of the GMOs. You know, people are suspending their belief in GMOs, going, hey, there's a lot of problems there. Our buddy Jeffrey Smith is touring with Neil Young. A 10-concert date tour. Jeffrey Smith, no, he's not. I don't believe he's part of the band, but he's going along with Neil Young. He could dance.
Back up kazoo. Yeah.
He could dance the whole time. He'd be great. But I think he's like integrating a lecture or something. We'll have to get with Jeffrey. He's going to be blogging and video blogging. We have to reach out to him. He told me that a while back, and I was like, yeah, Jeffrey, right. You're going to be touring with Neil Young. Yeah, right. Well, he is. That's really cool. I like that. Now, I teased at the last segment about President Obama and something we agree with him on. Something that he's about to do. And we're going to talk about it now. And it's part of today's, special cannabis update. And when we do cannabis updates, of course, it doesn't always go into the criminal justice system where there is little to no justice.
Right.
But Obama is granting clemency for more nonviolent drug offenders. That's the headline here. And you can see it at Cannabis Now magazine. And I think of the waste that has been perpetrated, violence against innocent, peace-loving people who simply love this weed. Maybe they're selling the weed. But the plant that God created that has been utilized for many medicinal purposes and, of course, industrial, textile, and so many other use fuel. I mean, so many things that could benefit the environment. And finally now, there's recognition, and this is going across the aisle, political aisle, as Republicans and Democrats that have some level of sense. You can find it occasionally, right? The broken clock theory, once or twice a day, it's right. But they're right on this issue. And Obama should be, if not applauded, at least acknowledged to say, it's about time, Barack Obama. Now, can you hurry it up? And we're not talking here only like 80 people, because I think at the end of this article they say it's about 80 people that may be released after 22 were previously released. Yeah, about 80 people. Total it would be. And to me, that's very weak. It really is symbolic. Now, it means a lot to those 80 people, don't get me wrong. But it should be 80,000 people. The United States of America, land of the free, land of liberty. Well, not so free. Not so much liberty. The corporate United States has imprisoned more than any other country on the planet. We've got more people in jail than any other country on planet Earth, even the semi-communist and former communist ones. We got so many laws and rules on behavior that violate your freedom when you're not violating the freedom of anybody else by utilizing a plant, for instance. And they're in prison. I'm waiting for, someone, Rand Paul or somebody will say, enough, let's just let them all out, nonviolent drug offenses, and let's get back to protecting private property instead of violating private property. Enforcing contracts. These are the basic two things that we can support here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that the government can do. And we go, okay, yeah, you want to enforce a contract, you want to protect private property. After that, not a whole heck of a lot of use for you. But is it a trend, or is it something that will be reversed? I guess if Chris Christie had his way, it would be reversed immediately. He said he would never, never sign anything that would allow medical marijuana in his state. And if he were president, I don't think it's going to happen. But still, there's a lot of ignorance out there in the Republican Party on this issue.
Yes, there is. And, I think this changes. If you just look at how things have evolved over time, it has a lot to do with the generational changes, the gaps that are in there. There are so many things. For example, we just had the Supreme Court decision on gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that
absolutely
50 years,
wrong.
50 years ago? I mean,
absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely a wrong decision. But not because I'm opposed or for gay marriage.
It's not because you have a problem with their lifestyle, but
it's just the government being involved. Exactly. And that's the consciousness shift I would like to see. And I think the millennials are starting to get there more, even on the gay marriage issue, because many of them would then tend to agree with me or even Rand Paul, who says, get the government out of marriage. Right? Separation of marriage and state, separation of medicine and state. See what I'm saying? See what we're getting at here? Hey, I brought up New Jersey and Chris Christie. I wonder what he's going to do about this thing. Got a major story out of New Jersey and relates to kids and vaccinations. Also, could certain medicines make you more selfish? More selfish. Or if that weren't bad enough of a side effect. Oh, man.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Yeah, the joke that Super Don can read my mind and I can read his. I mean, we've been, you know, tag teaming for years together here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you tend to develop, you know, it's like a psychic connection, for lack of a better way to say it. You know, you can read each other's vibes. You can sense there's a disturbance in the force or not. And Super Don's asking me, what's wrong with your energy tonight, Robert? And it's like literally within an hour before the show, I started getting intestinal cramps. I'm like, what the heck? It's not time for my monthly cycle. I'm just kidding about that. all the ladies know, all right? And no, I just like suddenly my lower GI said, get out of here, right? And so it wasn't pleasant. I don't mean to gross anybody out, but it's, my body said, get out. And the only thing I can think of this morning was that I may have, you know, we just moved, and I saw that in the fridge there was some like smoked wild salmon kind of thing, and it might have gone off a little bit. And I think that's the only thing I can think of, because, you know, we're eating clean. No one else in the family was sick. And so I just zapped my energy right before I went to air. And, you know, it was like the show must go on. I'm not going to give up. But I feel better now. I chugged a couple ounces of silver. I've got my homeopathic remedies, including Arsenicum Album, which is the homeopathic remedy that addresses a lot of the GI issues. Lycopodium is another good one. Baptisia Tinctora. China. Cinchona is great. There are a number of remedies that you can take to address that and recover quickly. But I'm just like, I'm a little laid back. My energy is a little low-key this show today. Now, having said that as well, Super Don says pay attention on the break, because I noticed that a hawk, a beautiful hawk, landed on the fence out back. I'm in my new studio. I got a nice view to the backyard. I got a beautiful wooden fence. It landed there. It was just kind of preening around, turning its head, you know, like The Exorcist does, right? Can turn its head all the way around and check stuff out. And then on the break, suddenly it decides to take off, and it flies right at the window that I'm watching him. Just flies right at the window. All the way, literally within like 2 feet of the window, suddenly darts upward and lands on the roof right above me. And it's like, I'm just
too cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm not freaking out. I'm going, I'm just saying, this is cool, right, when this happens. And then you send the message about the hawk as a messenger bird, right? Bringing courage, wisdom, illumination, creativity. Now, we're talking echinacea. We're thinking Native American. Hawks give us the ability to see the larger picture in life. They can help you to overcome problems and make wise use of opportunities. So, if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you've seen a hawk. Because you're listening to the show. You are party to that hawk tonight. I'll see if I can get a picture of it later.
Let's see. So, let's see. What would your Indian name be? I think it would be Runs to the Bathroom After Eating Salmon.
Yeah, thank you. That's lovely. Lovely image there, Super Don. All right. So, we go to New Jersey. Not to bum anybody out, but we do have listeners in Jersey. And, you know, we appreciate the straightforward, frank talk that is given by, what's that guy's name again, the governor, Chris Christie? I mean, he's like a guy you'd probably enjoy drinking a beer with, right? Is that, would that be fair to say, Super Don? You just shoot the bowl with him.
Maybe. You know, maybe. I don't know. I've seen him say stuff and talk, and I don't know.
But, I mean, if you don't give a flip and you're just at a bar drinking a beer and then you got a loudmouth guy, does it bother you? You just go with it. You're just like, oh, here's the loudmouth guy. You just enjoy it. Have fun listening, right? And, you know, he's gone on about many things, including cannabis. And this guy is, he is not a libertarian, I'll say that. But in New Jersey, there's a clinic, and it was running a program called Shots for Tots. Shots for Tots. Now, you already know where this is going.
Lovely.
But in case you don't, give a listen to the report here.
Five children were given the wrong medication by Salem County Health Department's Shots for Tots program, and vaccines worth an estimated $20,000 weren't refrigerated properly, deemed unsafe, and thrown out. Those are the findings of an annual audit and county investigation.
Five kids go for the Shots for Tots program. You know it's free. When they make it a program like that, somebody like the taxpayers picking up the tab for Big Pharma. And five of them got the wrong thing. You're going to hear some of the stories about that. Some of the stories. Now, what's shocking about this Shots for Tots clinic is the sheer number of kids that have been vaccinated through this. This tells you how unsuccessful this program is, and it's made disastrous. But listen to the numbers here.
In the past year, the Shots for Tots clinic vaccinated only 22 people. Five of them were children who received the wrong medications. They include two children who received expired vaccines, one child who received a vaccine despite being under the recommended age, one child who officials are still trying to determine what kind of vaccine the child received, and in what county officials are calling the most egregious case, one two-year-old boy received an excessive dose of the cervical cancer prevention vaccine, Gardasil.
A little boy got a cervical cancer vaccine shot.
He won't get cervical cancer now.
No, I don't think he was ever going to get cervical cancer, Super Don, but I think you know what I mean. All right, 22 kids. I mean, how bad is your outreach program when you're giving it away for free and in the last year you only get 22? Now, and out of those 22, five of them you screw up so royally that it becomes a state scandal. That's about 25%. 25% of the people coming in these clinics. And this is what scares me even more about the California mandate. I mean, how many of these screw-ups are going to happen there? Oh, no, it wouldn't happen in California. We're way better because we have Governor Brown, not Governor Christie. I'm not saying that Governor Christie is personally responsible for this, but my gosh, you know this is probably a state program. Five of them, and one of them getting...
Well, and how about the one... What kind of vaccine did this one get? We're not sure.
In the past year, the Shots for Tots clinic vaccinated only 22 people.
I know, 22 people. Can you imagine?
It's an inappropriate medication, obviously, for a two-year-old.
Gardasil. Yeah.
And it was given in a double dosage. Gardasil administration to someone of tender years can present a problem with regard to neurologic development.
In the tender years. I mean, even if you get it in the so-called non-tender years, the teenage girls and preteen girls are targeting. They're also having neurologic problems, infertility arising, other cancers or abnormal pap tests following the injection of Gardasil. And they give it to an infant? I mean, this is, you see where this is going, folks? More government intervention, more government mandates, more shots for tots. And what do these parents get? What do these kids get out of this deal?
The families have been notified, and whether the children will be affected is not yet known, but the county has agreed to pay the medical bills to monitor the children for the foreseeable future.
Lovely. So, at least they won't have to pay for the monitoring of their health should it decline based on what has happened here. Are they going to offer them, like Dr. King's vaccinosis remedy, vaccino cleanse? No, they're not going to do that. That's homeopathy. That's not state sanctioned. Probably Chris Christie would disallow or disavow any knowledge of that. But we have a medical police state in America. For a long time, it was semi-voluntary. In California, not voluntary anymore, unless you're willing to homeschool your child, which is great, but how many can? Not everyone can. And they violated your fundamental freedom because you can't even send your kid to a private school without being fully caught up on vaccines, the schedule that has never been tested for safety or efficacy. Just the efficacy of raising money for the pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex. And Ron Paul was interviewed or did an interview with a guy. Did you see that video? I think I linked to it yesterday. In the I don't know.
Yeah,
if it show
yeah, I didn't get through the whole thing, but I did see it, and it was very wow. I mean, that was
I feel really smart now because I suggested something in there that I hadn't heard anybody say. I'm not saying that mine's the only thought that way because it wasn't, but I said if you're in California and you can't send your kids to public school, you can't even send them to private school, then what are you doing paying, you know, property taxes for those schools if they're not going to let you do it? They're only going to let you homeschool. And that's what Ron Paul brought that up. At the very least, refund their property taxes because it's just ludicrous. You're not even letting them utilize the so-called free, which is never free, public education. Maybe they were giving them DOPA drugs. Did you see this story? This is absolutely crazy. They're asking the question, you know, what could drugs, could certain class of drugs make you more selfish? Selfish.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough you have a side effect of, you could kill you, but here they're looking at the side effect of selfishness. And they did a study where it's like a shock therapy study or a shock treatment study where they say, here, take this drug and then tell us how much money you would pay not to get shocked or how much, you know, money you want to make not to shock someone else. I don't know exactly how to describe this thing. But you can make up to $30
per
trial.
It's very confusing.
It is a bit confusing.
Yeah, because it's like, I will pay this much
mm-hmm.
for you not to shock me.
Right.
And I will pay this much for this person next to me to not get shocked by somebody else.
Right.
So
they,
it's like,
how much money
are they
willing to spend? Yeah.
Right, right.
And so they put them on two different drugs. One was like a selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drug, an SSRI. And those people actually got less selfish for some reason, which is kind of weird because those are the folks that are shooting up schools over the history of all the school shootings. Those are the ones that are on SSRIs very often, which seems not very generous to shoot other people. You want to take yourself out, that's bad enough. But those that were on the DOPA drugs, they got more selfish. The dopamine drug made people more selfish. Now, why did they want to find this out? I mean, are they looking to utilize this to cause people to become more generous or more selfish? I'm not sure. But we've gone to an audio clip of the study to help us understand it because it is a bit confusing. And if you don't mind, let's check in on this shock therapy course and what it was all about right now.
Testing.
Why are you? Oh, not yet. You see, this is what is known as aversion therapy. When someone hurts you emotionally, you will hurt them physically. And gradually you will learn not to hurt each other at all. And won't that be wonderful, Homer?
Oh, yes, Doctor.
Bart, how could you shock your little sister?
My finger slipped.
So did mine.
Bart, Lisa, stop that.
All right, well, I'm glad I didn't partake in that. And I'm glad my kids aren't in that study either. Boy, oh boy, someday.
Oh, you'd be in trouble.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, this show is getting even weirder. And you know who's going to save us? Ty Bollinger. Outside the box, it's that time after the news break at the top of the hour. But before we get there, we've got a real-life story about vampires who avoid doctors. Are they smart? Or this is just plain weird, Super Don. Where do you find these things?
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Say no to colon cancer. When your colon is clogged, this can attribute to disease, which makes you sick, which takes you to the doctor, and so on, and so on. Help yourself and help your doctor. Get the tea.com, the mild colon cleanser that feels and tastes great. Many products taste terrible and are quite uncomfortable. Life Change Tea is wonderful and soothing. Wait and see how many benefits you receive from drinking Life Change Tea. Life does not have to be about being fearful of a disease. Order now and feel success. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408 for a real operator. 928-308-0408. Testimonies and everything you need to know is on our website at GetTheTea.com. We even have specials. Be happy, be healthy, and know you're in charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, here we go. I can't believe we're going to do this story.
Camping or something?
No, it feels like, yeah, everybody go out camping, the hawk flew overhead, it's like, get your organic s'mores out. Study says real-world vampires sacrifice their health to avoid prejudice.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
First of all, real-world vampires.
Right.
That throws you off right there.
Doesn't it, though? I thought it was
vampires
fiction.
Vampires aren't real.
You know, my understanding historically of the vampire mythology was a time where there was absolutely no salt available. I mean, literally, people were dying of a lack of minerals. Oh, that hawk is flying overhead again. I'm sorry. But they were lacking minerals.
Is it a vampire? Are you sure it's not a bat?
It wasn't a bat. I know the bats, they're different. And they come out at dark. And this one, this story we're talking about in the light in most places right now. I hadn't realized, I guess, you know, there's all kinds of strange things that people do. And, you know, remember that, Yavan, Tusak, your blood. And so there are people really that do that. And they evidently, according to this, are avoiding doctors because they don't want to be stigmatized by doctors.
Oh. Okay. So. Yeah. Look, I don't mean to make fun of somebody who has...
You're making fun of vampires?
I better not do that, but...
Now, evidently, just to say, at least the story says it this way, that these people have They're not killing people, but evidently they're... And what am I going to say? It's supposedly consensual vampirism. I don't know what to think. Sir, next thing you know, the government will sanction vampire marriages. I don't know. But the point... You know what's interesting about this story is that they're probably healthier because they're afraid to go to doctors, weirdly enough. I can't say much for their habits of drinking blood.
Look at you finding the message in a story that most people would be saying, like, why are we talking about this? But...
And actually, I don't know if it's always consensual, because it says usually willing donors. I'm like...
Wait a minute.
That's scary. Yeah.
So you've got people that drink blood.
Yeah.
And they do it from time to time to gain the energy that they believe they need in order to function. So they're... I'm guessing this has to have some kind of a psychological thing going on here where they are believing that for some reason, they need to. But they're worried about going to the doctor because they're afraid the doctor is going to stereotype them.
Yeah. Without physicians and medical advisors who guarantee not to judge them on a long-standing stereotype, thousands of real-life vampires, there are thousands of them? Holy cow, I'm so naive about these things.
Does that make them a vampire?
I don't know.
Because you drink somebody else's blood, you're now considered a real-life vampire?
We'll check on this. Thousands of real-life vampires, it says, may in fact be putting themselves in harm's way by keeping their habits and health issues hidden. How about putting... It's not putting yourself in harm's way by drinking other people's blood!
If I decide to wrap myself up in cloth... Yeah. Does that make me then a real-life mummy?
Yes. It reminds me of the happy thoughts of childhood. I remember Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy. You remember those Abbott and Costello movies?
I loved those movies.
Those were great. Why can't it be like that?
Abbott and Costello and Laurel and Hardy was another one I used to watch.
Yep, yeah. Well, hey, Abbott! And the mummy, and they had vampire. I think they actually had Lon Chaney in them and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Those are classics. Absolutely.
Yeah. Back then, going to the doctor if you were a vampire wasn't as dangerous. Today, going to the doctor may be more dangerous than being a vampire. Now, that's not me advocating vampirism. Don't say that. You go, Robert says being a vampire is good. No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying as dangerous as doctors are, being a ghoul or a goblin... Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm having to do this story, Super Don. What have we done? Where have we gone today?
You know what?
What?
Everybody who's listening to this right now
would
have never known that there were real-life vampires out there. We've done this. This is a public service we've done.
Yeah, and it's like a pre-Halloween party here going on, well early of Halloween. Anyway, I appreciate y'all being here. Bear with me. My energy's loaded tonight, but I'm still here, and it's going to be... pumped up a little higher because we're going to be joined by guess who?
That would be the guy who...
Ty Bollinger. Ty Bollinger. Why? Because the power to heal is yours, of course.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.